Little is known about how Native peoples of Alaska utilized the Kenai Mountains long ago. I accompanied students from the Kenaitse Indian tribe, the Katuchek tribe, and the city of Anchorage as they sought clues to their ancestors' lives by surveying receding ice patches in the Chugach Children's Forest. Riding horseback up high mountain ridges, the students worked alongside U.S. Forest Service archaeologists to help piece together the past.
So to be able to come up here and actually look for signs that they might have lived up here is like, it's really cool. It's like connecting to my own ancestry.
That's Jasmine Costner from the Kenaitse Indian tribe. Josie Jones, also from the Kenaitse tribe, went on the expedition.
Yahalidu, Shishida Josie Jones,
Shiiji. Hello, my name's Josie.
Around 2 o'clock, we hiked up and surveyed a few ice patches.
Climate change has allowed archaeologists to uncover fragments of arrowheads and other artifacts in the ancient snow.
Being out here, like, lets you realize that there's more to life than just electronics and the internet.
That's Grace Dash from Anchorage. Kenaitse trip leader Michael Bernard agrees.
For them to experience pumping their own water, making their own fire to cook or to get warm, a lot of times these kids are picking up things and appreciation about their ancestors and how they lived in the past, and they appreciate more what they do have.
After 6 days of searching among the slate, no artifacts were found. However, everyone left with something.
Personally, the most exciting thing that happened was climbing a mountain. I have never done that before in my life. I always wanted to.
In Anchorage, I'm Aviva Hirsch.